بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله the program had already commenced after Asr Salah. Many of us might have just come in before Maghrib. For those of us who came before, for those of us who are here now. And in any case, this is something we are all the time reminded to do, to keep refreshing our intention. Why have we gathered? What is our purpose? What is our maqsad? Many have come from distances. And to the extent that we have the correct intentions, to that extent Allah Ta'ala will bless us and make this gathering of ours a means of great success and benefit for us. So, obviously to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have come to acquire Allah Ta'ala. Person goes out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The path of Allah Ta'ala is the path where he gets Allah Ta'ala. So whether a person is going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala in Jamaat, for example, person is going out to a Darul Room to study Deen, person is going to the Khanqah of his Sheikh, person is coming in the company of the Ahlullah, this is all the path of Allah Ta'ala, provided his maqsad, his objective is to achieve Allah Ta'ala, to gain the love and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So that is our primary intention, our objective, and this is the procedure by which this is attained, being in the sohbat, in the company of the pious, the Ahlullah. This transfers from heart to heart. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala doesn't just ignite on its own. It is transferred from heart to heart. So being in the company of the Ahlullah, this is where it comes from. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, adopt taqwa. And how will you get this? Be with the truthful, with the righteous. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make our gathering a means of great benefit for one and all. Make it a means of gaining the nisbat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that we become the true and sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala. To commence this session, we will commence with a qiraat by Qari Huzaifa Ishaq Sahab, the son of Qari Abi Ishaq Sahab, down barakatuhum, who is well known to us. Qari Huzaifa Sahab.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما ما يشركون أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakum Allah Khairul Jaza for that most inspiring recitation of the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of the Quran Sharif, give us that taste of the Quran Sharif, that we will forget all these other things, the novels and the various things that distract us and take us far away from Allah Ta'ala. Those things that can only harm us and give us no benefit, where can that even come anywhere, one iota close to the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif? May Allah Ta'ala grant us this taste of the Quran Sharif, but this taste too will come when we gain this love of Allah Ta'ala from the hearts of the Ahlullah. Then we'll get the love of the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala as well. In order to continue with the program, inshallah, now we have Mufti Shafiq Jakura Sahib, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and who is presently in taluk with Hazrat Muhammad Hazrat Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, will give us some advice.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Ulama Ikram, most respected elders, brothers, the reality of the matter is that we are not fit to be sitting here and giving any sort of advice. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe main kya barsaunga? When we ourselves have got no noor in our hearts, then what are we going to spread from the minbars of the world? Nevertheless, in the few minutes I thought of sharing with you one or two ash'ar of Hazrat Mir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, in which he explains some fundamental aspects of what tasawwuf is all about. Tariqat. A lot of people feel that tariqat, tasawwuf, is something that is foreign to shari'at and deen. They think that this is something else. Where is it established? So Hazrat Mir Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he mentions it so beautifully in one verse of his poetry. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan. There are many verses of poetry which are full of wisdom, full and can convey messages sometimes far better than what lengthy bayans can convey. So he mentioned, what is this tasawwuf all about? Tariqat, what is it all about? He said, Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, ke naame tariqat se shola bapa hai. Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, ke naam-e-tariqat se shola bapa hai.
شریعت کی باتیں محبت سے کرنا یہی تو فقط ہے طریقت کی باتیں, شریعت کی باتیں محبت سے کرنا یہی تو فقط ہے طریقت کی باتیں.
He said that why are you getting so upset? So many people will ask, where's your dalil, where's your proof to say that we must be making zikr like this and we must be following a sheikh like this and we must be doing this like this. Where is it in the shariat?
To zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai ke naam e tariqat se shola bapa hai,
that you're getting angry with this word of tariqat, that there's no such thing as tariqat.
Are shariat ki baatein mohabbat se karna,
to say the same things that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to say it with love, with affection, with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is all that tariqat is all about. The whole of tasawwuf is all about love. It is all about muhabbat. And then he went on to say,
mere shaykh ke paas aakar to dekho, محبت کے دن ہے محبت کی راتیں, میرے شیخ کے پاس آ کر تو دیکھو, محبت کے دن ہے محبت کی راتیں, ارے وہ تو خود ہے سراپا محبت, سنو گے بس ان سے محبت کی باتیں, ارے وہ تو خود ہے سراپا محبت, سنو گے بس ان سے محبت کی باتیں.
And that love, that عشق and that محبت, what is it all about? Come and see by my شیخ, those who have gone to the خانقاہ, those who have seen حضرت والا,
میرے شیخ کے پاس آ کر تو دیکھو, come and see at least, محبت کے دن ہیں محبت کی داتیں.
24/7, 365, it's all about love, the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی, that's what it's all about. And that is what tariqat is all about, to develop this love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts.
Are wo to khud hai sarapa mahabbat.
From head to toe, he's full of love, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sunoge bas unse mahabbat ki baatein. The only thing that you are going to hear from the Allah Walas, from the those who have the love of Allah Ta'ala, whatever is inside is going to come out. And when the person is only talking about Allah Ta'ala, only talking about the love of Allah Ta'ala, it means that that love is inside. And then, so those were two ash'ar which bring about the fundamentals, the ta'rif of what this tasawwuf is all about. And the khulasa of all of that, how can we acquire the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he mentions in the last verse of it, a lengthy ghazal, he mentions that
خدا جن تمناہوں سے بھی ہونا خوش, دلیری سے ہر ایک تمنا کا خون کر, خدا جن تمناہوں سے بھی ہونا خوش, دلیری سے ہر ایک تمنا کا خون کر, کہ ہے یہ بظاہر تو حسرت کی باتیں, مگر در حقیقت ہے عشرت کی باتیں, کہ ہے یہ بظاہر تو حسرت کی باتیں, مگر در حقیقت ہے عشرت کی باتیں.
He says that those tamannas, those longings that are within our hearts, those aspirations that are within our hearts, and that are against the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, کہ حلال ایک بھی نہیں چھوڑو, اور حرام ایک بھی نہیں کرو. He says, halal things, go ahead and do whatever is halal, permissible, within the framework of sharia. We must do all of that. But things that are haram, things that are going to bring about the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we have to be very, very strong against our nafs in those things. خدا جن تمناؤں سے بھی ہونا خوش. If Allah Ta'ala is going to be displeased with any one of our aspirations, any one of our desires, any longings that we have within our hearts, so dileri se har ek tamanna ka khun kar, then with courage like lions, those desires that are within the heart but are against the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, sacrifice every one of those desires, not the halal desires, the haram desires. Ke hai ye bazahir to hasrat ki baat hai.
Apparently, it may seem as though that is going to bring you grief, it's going to bring you tension, it's going to bring you boredom, it's not going to bring you any happiness. Magar dar haqeeqat hai Ishrat ki baat hai. And Ishrat is also Mir Saab's name, Ishrat Jamil Mir. That apparently it seems as though it's going to bring you unhappiness, tension, worry. But in reality, that is the only way that the person is going to get true happiness. If he is going to, and that is the khulasa of tasawwuf. To keep away from things that are haram. It's very, very easy to do things that are permissible. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion, he told us at Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave him 5 bits of advice. And the first bit of advice he told him, oh Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. You want to be the one who has engaged in the most amount of ibadat. Oh Abu Huraira, you don't need to, I'm just putting it into my own words, you don't need to stand up the whole night in tahajjud, you don't need to stand on one leg in the ocean and make zikr 100,000 times, you don't need to do any of that. What you have to do, oh Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim. Keep away from things that are haram. That is the only way the person is going to safeguard his ibadat and he's going to be counted amongst those who engaged in the most amount of ibadat. That is something that is very, very important. A person came to the office once and he said, Mulana, give me something to read. What must I read? So I said, make your tahajjud, make this. So he said, I'm doing all of that. I said, what else can I do? I said, try and read some Quran Sharif every day. So he said, I'm doing that also. I said, make awabin. Then he said, I'm doing that also. I said, all right, then try and make chash namaz, that's difficult. He said, I'm doing that also. So I said, let me tell you something, brother, that maybe you shouldn't be doing. So he said, what is that? No, that's the first time I heard a wazifa like that, that I mustn't be doing something. I mustn't do something. So he said, what is that wazifa? I said, keep away from things that are haram. I said, I'm not doing anything that is haram. I said, do you watch television? Do you have a television in your house? He said, Mulana, sports and news only. So I said, who's the news reader then? Is it a person, a lady who is in full niqab and hijab, or it is a man? So he said, no, Mulana, it's normally anyone. It can be a male or a female, and sometimes with the neckline also open. So I said, then do you look at them or you just hear the news? So he said, no, Mulana, we're watching the news, so we watch. So I said, isn't that a sin that you are committing then? Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. And sports, if you are watching sports, then which sports do you watch? So he said, football, cricket. So I said, football, do they cover their knees? All are wearing shalwar and pants, or their pants are all open. So he said, all are open. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, once the sahabi's thigh was open, غطيها, غطي فخذ, الفخذ عورة غطيها. This fakhidh and this thigh is part of the aura. We are not supposed to be looking at it. He said, all right, but Mulana, what about cricket? Then cricket we should be able to watch because all are covered, everything. So I said, in between the overs, what happens then? Any advertisements come, any commercial breaks come, or they show the spectators. So all of these things are things, many of the things that we don't even realize that we are earning the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have to be very, very careful about that. أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That our deeds go away and we don't even realize that. So that is something that we need to be very, very careful about. And that is the khulasa of what tasawwuf is all about. To keep away from things that are haram. And I'll just terminate with one example that our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Akhim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to give. He used to say that we all would have done a little experiment in school. We would have taken a light bulb and connected that light bulb with a wire to the positive and negative end of a battery. And then that light bulb lights up, it shines up. But these Allahwalas, they take lesson from all of these examples. Now for us, that was a science class, it was a scientific experiment, and that was done, finished. But he said, just like that, just like how if you have to take that light bulb and you connect it to the positive and negative end of the battery, then that light shines. And if you move it away from the positive, or you move it away from the negative, then that light is not going to shine. Just like that, we have got a bulb of iman in our hearts. And if we are going to connect it to positive ibadat and negative ibadat, then that light of iman is going to shine in our heart. The positive ibadat are the things that we are supposed to be doing, and the negative ibadat are those that we are supposed to be abstaining from. So if we are going to be doing the things that we have to do, and we are going to be abstaining from the things that we have to abstain from, then that light of iman is going to shine. But if we are not going to be doing that, then that light of Iman is not going to shine, just like how that bulb doesn't shine in the science class. And if it doesn't shine in the science class, it's not so detrimental. But if it doesn't shine in our hearts, then that is going to become a problem for us in dunya and akhirat. Allah give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In January 1995, in the aeroplane on the way to Cape Town, Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, had composed these words of poetry, and just before landing, he had called Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, to the front of the plane, and he had given him these words of poetry as advice to Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Daryade Darban. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lughat se hum samajhte the ke ye koi bayaba hai, magar dekha to darban doston rash ke gulista hai. Lughat se hum samajhte the ke ye koi bayaba hai, magar dekha to darban doston rash ke gulista hai. Yahan ke doston se qalb ja masroor hai mere, yahan ke doston se qalb ja masroor hai mere, khuda ke fazl se darban hamara farhate jahe, khuda ke fazl se darban hamara farhate jahe. Lughat se hum samajhte the ke ye koi bayaba hai, magar dekha to darban doston rash ke gulista hai. Usi darban mein hai ek khadime di maulvi Yunus, rahmatullahi alayh. Usi darban mein hai ek khadime di maulvi Yunus, usi darban mein hai ek khadime di maulvi Yunus, meri aho fugao nashr ka jo saazo sama hai, meri aho fugao nashr ka jo saazo sama hai. Lughat se hum samajhte the ke ye koi bayaba hai, magar دیکھا تو دربندوں سے تو رش کے گلستا ہے, ہمارے درد دل کا ترجمہ انگلش میں کر دینا, ہمارے درد دل کا ترجمہ انگلش میں کر دینا, اسے یورپ میں کرنا نشر, پھر یہ حق ایمان ہے, اسے یورپ میں کرنا نشر, پھر یہ حق ایمان ہے, لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابہ ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربندوں سے تو رش کے گلستا ہے, اٹھاتا ہے جو ناز شیخ کو اے دوست تو سن لو, اٹھاتا ہے جو ناز شیخ کو اے دوست تو سن لو, اسی کو خلق میں دیکھو گے تم کے جانے جانا ہے, اسی کو خلق میں دیکھو گے تم کے جانے جانا ہے, لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابا ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربندوں سے تو رش کے گلستا ہے, بزرگوں کی دعاؤں سے ملا ہے درد دل مجھ کو, بزرگوں کی دعاؤں سے ملا ہے درد دل مجھ کو, تعجب کیا زباں میری جو ہر سو شعلہ افشاں ہے, تعجب کیا زباں میری جو ہر سو شعلہ افشاں ہے, لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابا ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربندوں سے تو رش کے گلستا ہے, تعجب کیا شہیدوں پر جو اپنی جان بھی دے دی, تعجب کیا شہیدوں پر جو اپنی جان بھی دے دی, فدا ہونے کو ان پر ایک کیا یہ سیکھ روجا ہے, فدا ہونے کو ان پر ایک کیا یہ سیکھ روجا ہے, لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابان ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربندوس تو رش کے گلستاں ہے. رفو کرتا وہی ہے چا کے دامانی امت کا, رفو کرتا وہی ہے چا کے دامانی امت کا, وفور عشق سے جو خود بھی اختر چا کے داماں ہے, وفور عشق سے جو خود بھی اختر چا کے داماں ہے, لغت سے ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ یہ کوئی بیابان ہے, مگر دیکھا تو دربندوس تو رش کے گلستاں ہے, اسی دربند میں ہے ایک خادم دی مولوی یونس.
جزاکم اللہ خیر الجزا. حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, آئی ایم ناٹ اویئر بسائڈ حضرت میر صاحب اینڈ مے بی سم بڑی ایلس, حضرت والا حضرت حکیم صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہیز مینشنڈ سم بڑی بائی نیم ان ہز اشعار. سو دس اٹ سیلف از این انڈیکیشن آف وٹ محبت اینڈ لو ایگزٹڈ فرام بوتھ ڈائریکشنز. اینڈ وائل حضرت از ناٹ پریزنٹ ود اس ٹوڈے فزیکلی, بٹ ہی از ویری مچ الائیو ان دا ہارٹس آف ایوری بڈی, ویری مچ الائیو by the work and the khidmat of deen that he did. And may Allah Ta'ala keep this living till Qiyamah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keep this benefit and thawab and ajar of this gathering and all the work that he's continuing, inshallah, to continue to accrue to him in the akhirat. And while we are seeing, or while we are very happy with these occasions, because we have the conviction of it, those who have gone in the akhirat, they are even more happier because they are seeing the reality of it. We can hope, inshallah, we will also see it someday. And we have the conviction that those who have passed on, they are getting this reward and ajr, but they are seeing the reality. So inshallah, they are far more happier than we are today. Allah Ta'ala elevate his stage is even greater. MashaAllah, we have with us Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Ghanchi Sahib, Daamat Barakatuhum. Inshallah, he will recite some kalam for us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the kalam of our Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah, مجدد زمان, حضرت شاہ محمد اختر صاحب نبر اللہ مرقدہ. When I went to Burma reading this shahs, I told them, I said, I had intention that if I go in Ramzan, I'll stay with Hazrat. But before Ramzan came, Hazrat left us. So whoever we got here, because Hazrat Maulana Ramzan Sahib make qadar. We don't make qadar, and when we lose them, then we say plus and minus. So make qadar. They got so much work. I stayed with him. He's got so much work that he has taken out time to come here so that we can benefit. And we normally adopt this attitude. In next program we'll go. We don't know that next time, will we get opportunity or not? So important thing is to make qadar.
Do jahan ka mazak usko hasil nahi, do jahan ka mazak usko hasil nahi, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل, صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. کہہ رہا یہ, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بے بانگ دوہل, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بے بانگ دوہل, بیر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں, بیر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دن تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
جزاکم اللہ خیر الجزا. That line that we heard over and over again, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. That person cannot enjoy anything, neither in this world, the akhirat also, he'll get nothing. That person whose heart is devoid of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of this world also is purely restricted to being, possessing the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person will keep looking for artificial ways of entertaining himself, and from one thing to the other, and then you'll find the situation where there'll be regular correspondence that will come, not about somebody who's 16 years old, or 15 years old, or 10 years old, or 5 years old, maybe somebody who's the grandfather of that age, somebody who's 55 years old, that the whole day is playing games on the phone, and he's playing PSP, which is supposed to mean, please stop playing, but he's still playing. So this is all that same artificial entertainment that we're looking for, because we're trying to find some enjoyment in life. And then people don't find it in the smaller things, the smaller, meaning comparatively smaller wrongs. Then one thing leads to another. And then many a person finds himself deep down in the great, in the severe evils. Allah Ta'ala save us. So the only way to gain this enjoyment that we are looking for is to come back to that path which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has chalked out for us, and acquire the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq for this. Inshallah, now we will be addressed by Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib, Dan Barakatuhum, who is also the Khalifa of Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Maha Hakim Maud Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. قال الله تبارك وتعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وجزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله أما بعد esteemed Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, all the ulama-i-izam and ulama-i-kiram, and all our elders and brothers and young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have recited an ayat of the Holy Quran, the tafsir and explanation of which was given in the most beautiful way by our esteemed and beloved Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. And in fact, in reality, my dear friends, ہم تو نقال ہی نقال ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ صحیح نقل کی بھی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. We have got nothing, ہم تو فقیر اور کنگال ہیں, we've got nothing, لیکن ہمارا ابا بہت مالدار تھا. Our spiritual father, حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ, he was extremely wealthy. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کے دل کے اندر علوم اور معارف کے جو خزائن اور شہ پارے عطا فرمائے تھے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس میں کوئی حصہ ہمیں بھی اپنے فضل سے نصیب فرمائے. اللہ grant us from the jewels, the diamonds, the beautiful gems that were in his heart and which he took with him into the qabr. And that is the asal daulat and the real wealth. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say to the Salateen of Delhi, that جب تم مرو گے تو خالی ہاتھ جاؤ گے, لیکن جب ولی اللہ جائے گا تو اپنے دل کے اندر اللہ کی معرفت اور محبت کے جواہر اپنے ساتھ لے جائے گا. حضرت شاہ ولی اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ used to say that, O kings of Delhi, when you die, you will go empty-handed from this world. But when ولی اللہ will go, he will take with him the treasure chest of all the Marifat and muhabbat and sifat of iman and kamal in his heart, he will take these to his grave. And our Hazrat Wala took that, and Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, many times in this safar, his dua also, he used to say that, Ya Allah, jo khazana Hazrat Wala ke qalbe athar mein, qabr sharif mein hai, uska kuch hissa hame bhi muntakil farmai, naseeb farmai. Allah Ta'ala grant us from that. Now beautiful tafsir of Hazrat Wala made of this ayat. And what can we say of that shakhsiyat and personality who was the Ruhul Mani of his time, the Zinda, living Ruhul Mani of the time. The Ruh, the heart, the real soul of the Mani of the Quran, that is what he had achieved. So Hazrat mentions there, in the tafsir of this Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, which means that only and solely in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the hearts get peace and tranquility. Hazrat mentioned that the whole world today is searching madly for one thing, and that is peace of heart and tranquility of the heart and peace of mind. Even the kuffar and disbelievers are searching for it. Every human being is searching for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided it. Just as Allah has provided the zaruriyat of insan and mankind, roti, kapra or makan, these basic needs of man, bread, air, water, food, shelter, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is arhamur rahimeen, not provide for the sukoon and the peace of the heart of insan? No doubt, my dear brothers, it is the taqasa of the rahmat and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will provide the saman and the asbab for the rahat-e-qalb and the sukoon-e-qalb of insan. So Allah ta'ala has definitely created it. Allah has given it to us. And it is in which form? It is in this very ayat of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us that if you want that rahat-e-qalb and you want that sukoon-e-dil, then you will only find it in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition is that we must do the zikr as per the requirement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do it in the correct manner, the correct way, not in the way we understand zikr to be. Today, if a person buys a car, brand new car, out of the box, and now he thinks to himself, he goes to the filling station because the tanks come empty. So he goes to fill the tank and he sees that today it's going to cost me 800, 900,000 rand to fill the tank with petrol. So he feels that instead of filling the petrol in the tank, I'll put water in place of that. And where the radiator takes water, I will put petrol there. Will his car move 1 inch? Perhaps his car will even get destroyed. So exactly in the same way, if we want that sukoon, then it has to be in the manner and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires and desires us to be in the zikr. So our Hazrat explained very briefly that what is the meaning of Ala bi dhikrillahi tatmainul qulub. Hazrat says, yaha ba musahabat ke liye nahi hai. This bi zikrillah is actually ala fi zikrillah tatmainul qulub. When the heart is completely immersed, like how you get an immersion heater, if you just leave a little bit of it, your water is not going to get hot. You got to immerse the whole thing in the water, otherwise it will burn out. So if we want that sukoon-e-dil, then we have to immerse the heart completely in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave an example of the machli and the fish. What an example Hazrat gave, that the fish, if it is not immersed in the water, even if one part of the fish is sticking out of the water, the fish will be bechain. They say, mahi hai, be'ab, tarapti hai, tapti hui ret pe. Hazrat Wala ki zindagi ka pehla shair, Hazrat Maulana mentioned this shair many times in his bayan, that from the very days of his his very childhood days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed such a powerful current of ishq and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hazrat Wala's heart, that the very first poetry that he uttered was about this fish that is restless. Like that, the heart of a mu'min is restless if it is not immersed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the heart must be completely immersed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is in which way that every aspect of a person's life is then in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That entire body of insan, there is a zikr for every part of the body. Like it is been said by the awliya Allah, ke zikrul lisani athana. Zikrul lisani athana. The zikr of the tongue is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa zikrul udhunaini al-izgha. Wa zikrul udhunaini al-izgha. Wa zikrul aynaini al-buka. And wa zikrul yadaini al-ata. Wa zikrul rijlaini al-mashi ila salah. Wa zikrul batni taqleelul ghiza. Or wa zikrul qalbi kunuhu bain al-khawfi wal-raja. Wa zikrul ruhi ar-radau bil-qada. So in that way, my dear friends, every organ of insan has got a zikr of Allah. And every organ must be immersed in that zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the zikr of the tongue is as-sana. And we know what is sana. The various forms of praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is tilawat of the Holy Quran, whether it is tasbihat, whether it is durood sharif, whether it is kalima sharif, all of this is zikrul lisani as-sana. And zikrul uzunain, the zikr of the ears is al-izgha, to listen attentively and to allow the talks of deen to enter into the ears, to sit in this gathering and majalis of deen, so that the talks of deen and the words of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlullah enter into these ears of ours and from there into the heart. And the zikr of the eyes is al-buka, to cry, to weep, make istighfar, make tawbah, in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ishq of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah, Medina, to shed tears. And the zikr of the legs is to walk in the direction of salah. The zikr of the hands is to give generously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr of the stomach is to cut down, not to eat excessively, to cut down the intake of food. The zikr of the heart is to keep it between a state of hope and fear. That is al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. And in that fashion, my dear friends, the zikr of the ruh is that we should be raza, bar-qaza. Whatever befalls a person, whatever overcomes a person must accept it willingly. So my dear friends, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to always emphasize, like Mufti Shafiq Saab mentioned very beautifully, that there's two aspects of zikr. Ek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki muhabbat ka haq hai, aur ek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki azmat ka haq hai. Aaj log Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat ke haq ko ada karne ki fikr karte hain, lekin Allah ta'ala ki azmat ke haq ko ada karne ki fikr nahi karte. The muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is we praise Allah, we speak great of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we do the various acts of ibadat. That is the haq of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there is the haq of the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, a person must not do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to cause the wrath or the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon him. So this is that very same positive and negative that put together will cause the light of the heart to and the current to flow. But if we only content with positive zikr and we are neglecting the negative aspect of zikr, then my dear friends, the current is not going to flow. Then it is going to be like that example of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi and his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when they're traveling in the car and the AC is full blast, but the cold air is not coming. And when they discovered that the shisha in the window was open, then what a beautiful lesson was taken out of that, that close the window, then you will experience the coolness of the air conditioner. The air conditioner of Zikrullah is full blast, it is working, but the windows of Masiyat and Guna is wide open. How is the effect of that cool air going to affect our hearts? So in this example we learn that we should shun all forms of Masiyat. And then our Hazrat Wala used to say that even if you do a little bit of zikr daily, it will suffice for you if you give up Masiyat and Guna and sin. And on the other hand, a person can do lot of zikr, but if he does not give up Masiyat and Guna and sin, then in the words of one great wali of Allah, Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullah alayhi, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, has quoted this in his kitab, Sifatul Safwa, Al-Dhikru Ta'atullah. الذكر طاعة الله فمن لم يطئ فمن أطاع الله فقد ذكره فمن أطاع الله فقد ذكره ومن لم يطئ الله فليس بذاكر وإن أكثر التسبيح وتلاوة القرآن. That the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كل مطيع لله فهو ذاكر. Every person who makes itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a zakir. Though his tongue is not, he's not in zikr lisani, but he is in zikr, is in zikr from head to toe, because he is in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like now we are sitting here, we are listening, we are not engaging in zikr lisani, but we are zakir. As we are sitting here, we are from the zakirin, inshallah. Because the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the itaat and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهَ فَقَدْ ذَكَرَهُ. The one who was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the dhikr of Allah. And the one who did not, who was not obedient to Allah ta'ala, then he is not a zakir, even though he may make abundance of tasbih and tilawat of the Quran. This is the fatwa of a great Sayyidul Tabi'in. Sayyidul Tabi'in, Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi alayhi, this was his fatwa and ruling. My dear friends, the example of our ummah today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we are the fortunate ones, that we have been given the key to the halwa, the halwa, dukan, the shop of the halwa store, the shop where the halwa is all kept, the halwa of iman. But sadly, we are standing outside the shop and begging for halwa, when we have been given the key for the halawat of iman. The shop of, we are supposed to be distributing this to the people of the world. Lekin hum halwai ki dukan ke samne bheek mang rahe hai. Halanki hum khud halwai hai. Aur hamare paas iman ka halwa hai. So my dear friends, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, what beautiful ashar and what beautiful tashrihat of the kalam of Hazrat the Akabirin, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi. I conclude on these words. Hazrat used to say, قلب ای شکر خوشتر یا آکے شکر سازد. معاف کرنا حضرت, ہماری فارسی بھی ایسی جیسے ہماری اردو ہے. اے دل ای قمر خوشتر یا آکے قمر سازد. That او ہاتھ, convince yourself and get to the understanding and reality. Get this reality that is the sugar sweet, or the one who manufactures and makes, the one who creates the sugar, not manufactures, the one who creates the sugar. Is he sweeter? You decide for yourself. Let us decide for ourselves. So my dear friends, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who makes and creates the sugar, that sugar which we use in everything and we enjoy the delicious taste of that sugar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of that sugar. So how sweet would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not be? Allah Allah eche shiri nasta naam, shiro shakar mi shawad janam tamam. Aur Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jam hai. Naam lete hi nasha sa chha gaya, zikr mein taaseer door hai jam hai. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept such beautiful halal intoxication in his name. Those youngsters who run after drugs and look for consolation and solace of heart in these haram things. Think about this reality. Naam lete hi nasha sa chha gaya. The moment I took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if some kind of beautiful, sweet ecstasy and intoxication overtook me. Zikr mein taaseer-e door-e jaam hai. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the effect of the glass of wine that has been circulated and people are drinking and enjoying and becoming intoxicated. That is the haram wine. But this we're talking about the pure halal wine of the zikr and the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala through His fadl and karam grant us to become true zakirin and to be in the state of ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, so that we can get the true sukoon e dil. And Hazrat Wala, in conclusion, Hazrat Wala says that when a person immerses his heart in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his heart gham-proof. Gham-proof. We talk about Switzerland ki gari ko waterproof kehte hain. Log usko pani mein dal ke yakeen karte hain ki usme pani ka ek qatra bhi dakhil nahi hoga. Itna yakeen hai unko insaan ki banayi hui cheez par. They have yakeen in the manufactured thing of man. They take that watch and plunge it in the water and you have conviction that one drop will not go in. So if insaan can make a watch that is waterproof, kya Allah Ta'ala ko hamare dil ko gham proof nahi bana sakte hain? Yaqinan the ahlullah, the people of Allah, unka dil gham proof hota hai. Their hearts are gham proof. No worry, no sorrows of the type that afflict the most wealthiest and the most VIP people of this world. None of those things enter anywhere inside the hearts of the ahlullah. Zahiran, outwardly, they also will get sick. There will be sadness. There will be demises in their families. There will be losses incurred. And they will be tested more. Ashaddu an-nasi balan al-anbiya thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. One by one they will be tested according to their darja and their levels. Look at our Hazrat Wala. Allahu Akbar. Iman ka itna zabardast imtihan. 13 saal tak raza bil qaza ka wo ala tasweer jiski nazir dunya mein nahi milti. What an example of Raza bil Qaza. Allahu Akbar, my dear friends. Not one word of shikayat. Ek harf shikayat zuban par nahi. Har waqt Allah ki tarif. Zuban par Allah ta'ala ki tarif. Aur har waqt Allah ka shukr. Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuh mentioned ke sar se pair tak Hazrat Wala Allah Rabbul Izzat ke shukr mein dube huye te. Is halat mein bhi. And حضرت والا کے الفاظ ہے کہ رضا بالقضاء کا مقام اخلاص کے مقام سے بھی اعلیٰ اور فائق ہے. The position and status of رضا بالقضاء is even higher. اللہ رب العزت ہی جانتا ہے کہ حضرت والا نے ان سالوں میں کیا روحانی ترقی کی ہے, کیا کیا اعلیٰ مقامات حاصل کیا. یہ غیر اختیاری جو مجاہدہ اور حضرت والا پر جو حالت آئی تھی اور جس مر بالکل پیکرے صبر و تسلیم و رضا بنے ہوئے تھے حضرت والا, what مقام, what status, what position he must have acquired in those years towards the latter part of his life. This was Allah Rabbul Izzat's way and means of elevating him and lifting him up greater to greater heights and higher and higher and higher. اس لئے آج ساری دنیا میں حضرت کا غلغلہ مچ رہا ہے. And after his demise, he is remembered even more. He is loved even more. He is venerated even more. He is appreciated even more. And his teachings are taken even more to heart. And they are appreciated more. Like the words of Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi. when he passed away, he said, before he passed away, he said to the people, "Oh people, when I die and I leave this world, don't look for Jalaluddin Rumi in the graveyard, but you will find Jalaluddin Rumi in the hearts of the people." Is waqt Rumi e waqt, Hazrat Wala, insaniyat ke dilo mein zinda jawed hai, go ke Hazrat qabr mein matfoon hai, lekin Hazrat Wala is waqt dilo mein bilkul zinda jawed hai. Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko Hazrat Wala ki تعلیمات پر بھرپور عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے حضرت والا کی تعلیمات کی اشاعت کی اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمائے حضرت مولانا دامت برکاتہم کو اللہ تعالیٰ طول حیات بصحت بعافیت بقبولیت تامہ بفیوز تامہ حضرت کے فیوز کو اللہ تعالیٰ سارے عالم میں جاری ساری فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ حقیقی معنی میں حضرت کو خلف رشید بنائے اور ہم سب کو مستفید ہونے کی بھرپور توفیق نصیب فرمائے. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.